Tough loss for our team here on Monday night. Guys played hard, and you know, we didn't make enough plays when we had opportunities to make plays, and usually in our game, that'll come back to bite you, and it did. We had some chances and just couldn't make things happen when we had opportunities. Injury-wise, Matt Asiato has to have an MRI on his shoulder. We'll know more about him tomorrow. Red Ellison, his ankle. So we'll get an MRI to see what's going on there. Other than that, I think we came out pretty good health-wise. But missed opportunities. You know, just didn't make some plays. We needed to make some plays and didn't get the results we wanted at the end of the day.
Can you talk about Josh Freeman's performance, and was it maybe just too much for him to ask for him to be very effective with just little time to prepare?
His performance, you know, was up and down. I mean, they had a lot of people at the line of scrimmage and made it hard for us to get our run game going to take some of the pressure off the quarterback position. And, you know, his numbers aren't the greatest for sure. But we put together what we thought was a good plan to help him to be successful in this ball game, and you know, it didn't work out.
Nice. How much did it come back to the turnover there, too? When you have scoring chance down there, interception, and Marcus's fumble.
That was big. That was big. And we had a chance to keep points off the board when Andrew Zendejo drops an interception. Then Marcus just drops one, and then they come back after his drop, and you know they score a touchdown. So because of the punt return, so it we missed some opportunities. And then when Cordell gets the big kickoff return, we're in pretty good field position, great field position, and you know, we end up getting nothing out of that. So you know we had some missed opportunities that really in a game like this, you know, when our defense is playing so well and you know, keep coming up with stops and limiting their opportunities. To not get it done, it's very frustrating.
You guys obviously saw a lot of things that you liked in Josh the past couple weeks in practice. Yes. What didn't he do tonight? I mean, obviously, it's a game situation. It's a different situation. But when you look at his play, what didn't he do tonight?
Well, I think when we look at the tape, you know, we have a better assessment of it. But it seems like there were some opportunities that we missed. The one where they kind of had him in the grasp and he, you know, tried to make a play. That's one I'm sure he'd like to have back. And you know, there were a few other plays that I think could be a little bit better. You know, we'll look at the tape and you know try to give a better evaluation. But there were some missed opportunities for sure.
Was there any point tonight that you thought about taking him out and letting someone else go in, or was he you were going to stay with him all the time no matter what?
Yeah, there wasn't a time tonight I thought about taking him out. You know, we still had opportunities. I think it was like 20-7 with 8-9 minutes left in the game. So there were, I mean, it was just two scores down with 10 minutes to go, I think. So we still were there. We just needed to make some plays, and, you know, we didn't.
That's what you say to your team at this point. I mean, I think guys thought you'd get a spark out of Josh coming in. It didn't happen. 1-5. I mean, what's the message to those guys right now?
Chip, they played so hard and with the passion and emotion that you want to see. We just got to find ways to make some of those plays that we didn't make tonight, whether it's the dropped interceptions or the punt return or, you know, guys being in position to maybe catch a ball and not catching a ball. They play with the kind of effort and prepare the way they prepared this week. We're gonna get that win, and I'm hoping it's going to start this weekend at home on Sunday night. But we're close. But I'm hoping that we won't have this conversation after our ball game on Sunday night. There were some good things that happened in this game. We just got to get a couple things right this week in practice.
How concerned overall are you with the offense? Only one touchdown actually produced by the offense in the last two games.
Well, it's going to be hard to win in our league when that happens. I mean, you got to score points. The rules have changed so much that it's become an offensive league. So you got to score points. The way things are set up now. So it's a concern, and we got to figure out a way to score points. It's just hard to win games 9-7, 10-7.
Is the running game the biggest concern? I mean, it just seems like you can't get any traction.
Yeah, it's tough tonight. We've gone against people that try to blitz to stop the run time and time again, and we've been able to still have success. And the fact that we couldn't get anything going tonight, I mean, that puts a lot of pressure on our passing game. And got to go back and look at it and figure out why, because we're going to always see what we saw tonight. That's not unusual for us, so we got to get that fixed fast. It's going to be the same way Sunday night. All right. All right, thank you.